This February marks the 233rd anniversary of George Rogers Clark's march on and capture of British Fort Sackville, just a short distance from what is now the main campus of Vincennes University. Join us now as we stay in step with George. With today's entry, here's Jackson Niehaus.
February 8th, 1779. This is the fourth day of Lieutenant Colonel George Rogers Clark's march from Kaskaskia to Fort Sackville. Captain Joseph Roman kept a journal along the way. Today he reported our men were in great spirits, though much fatigued. Bowman explained that their exhaustion came from having marched through those large and level plains where, from the flatness of the country, the water rests a considerable time before it drains off.
That concludes today's Staying in Step with George. There's more online at WVUBHD.com.
I'm Park Superintendent Brian McCutcheon of the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park. Staying in Step with George has been developed in partnership with the Reveille High School, George Rogers Clark National Historical Park, and radio station WVUB at Vincennes University. The National Park Service encourages you to learn more about the nationally significant capture of Fort Sackville in 1779 by visiting us at the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park in Vincennes, your national park where history comes alive.